Okay, just to make a start on our second session, my name is Sean McDaid. I'm from the University of Huddersfield, and I'd like to introduce our next speakers, who some of you probably already know. Our first speaker today is Peter Yendall from the Department of History at the University of Manchester, and he's got a book coming out soon called The Politics of History Teaching, 1870 to 1930, and that'll be published by Manchester University Press. His paper today is entitled A Golden Age of History Teaching, A Long View on Pedagogies of Citizenship and Identity.
Thanks. I'm going to sit down, I hope you don't mind. I got lost in the lakes yesterday and my knees have turned to jelly. A lot of what I was going to say, Andy's already covered, so that's quite handy. But a lot of what I was going to say by way of a hook is an introduction about this constant invocation of a golden age of history teaching, particularly epidemic in the critique of the New Right in the late 80s and early 90s, the so-called, you know, hallowed golden age of history teaching. There's people in the room who've written about those debates, of course, and these are two of the most striking images, I think. You know, first the Sun one, which Phillips and Brocklehurst wrote about in that article, you know, with the plain word "your," which is very clever, and then the one about the London textbook revision in the mid-90s. But the point I want to make is most of the writing about these curriculum debates focuses on arguments about the content of history teaching. A lot of the criticism, sure, did focus on the loss of identity through not teaching stereotypical heroes, whether it's Nelson, Wellington, and in fact Churchill became an optional subject, and maybe, you know, other characters came into the curriculum like Mary Seacole and so forth, which didn't go down too well. But in implicit and sometimes actually very explicit in those curriculum debates, both in the 80s and 90s, but also more recently, and as Andy was saying, a lot more intensive discussion, has been a criticism of post-68 pedagogy. In particular, the idea that golden age of history teaching is characterised by a knowledge-led curriculum focused on national history, out of which children emerged as proud patriotic citizens. And thus, all we need to fix current crises of identity is to return to a golden age of history teaching, and then all is fixed. And as Andy showed, don't need to do it here, as Andy showed, you know, they're exaggerating a problem, or they're even creating a problem, yeah? Because if you can persuade people that there's a problem, they're likelier to accept your cure. And what I want to argue